A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, July the 27th, 2020, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where cases have hiked. Currently, the Ministry of Health has actually publicized the latest figures. But as you know, we're actually not live streaming by the time you watch this program. This is a pre-recorded program. These figures may have changed. But currently, we have 2,512 positive cases of COVID-19 in the country. And those that are actually living with COVID-19 are at 1,960. We have 34 deaths. And some good news coming in there is that 518 people actually caught COVID-19 and recovered. So we'll be looking at some of these issues and also going into the politics of the day to look at what exactly is going on. We look at the end of this week, there is expected to be a protest against the current government. You know, people saying they are not happy with the way things are going, but we've also seen some people being arrested, like journalist Wopo Chingono and also Mr. Ngari Mvume of Transform Zimbabwe Gives.
We see that in places like Bulawayo, Marvelous, there are some very serious cases in townships like Kautu Park, Nkulumane, Makoko West, and Mkanweni. We are told that the situation is getting a little bit very dangerous in those areas. And the government may be planning to actually shut down those areas. So we are going to update people about what is going on. And when you look at the number of deaths, there are 34 people that have so far died in Zimbabwe. And worldwide, we see that the Johns Hopkins University reports that over 16 million people have actually contracted COVID-19 throughout the world. And out of these people, more than 649,000 have succumbed to COVID-19. And at the same time, in America, there are more than 4.2 million people who have contracted the disease. And over 147,000 people have actually died. So, we have a woman who is COVID 19 in Zimbabwe. We have 2,512 people who are living in Zimbabwe. We have a lot of people who are living in Zimbabwe. So, we have a lot of people who are living in Zimbabwe. About 518 sebasila ukuthi bayasila abanye abantu kuzokutaba yi 34 sebabhubha xa sikhangela ke umhlaba wonke jikelele ngingakafiki khonapho eKautu Park kuzobuya iNkulumane iMakhokwe West lemganweni kuthiwa uyamemetheka okuzima umkhuhlane lo xa sesikhangela futhi njalo emhlabeni wonke jikelele iJohns Hopkins University ithi sokula bantu abadlula 16 million sebebanjwe iCOVID-19 kuthi kwebantwini labo sokule 649,000 phezulu khonani basebebhubhile kwesokusithi-ke lapha kwele melika kulabantu abedlula 4.2 million basebanjwe i-COVID-19 kuzobuya-ke abafika kumbe ngithi abedlula 147,000 sebebhubhile kunjalo-ke mavela sikhanya kulobu zima obunye obumangalisayo.
Aiwa, kunao vachangobwa kupinda mchirongwa chedu panopa Live Talk tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Ini ndini Marvelous Mklanganya huye ndini muno muWashington. Umo ndiri kutefenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose. Denda iri munyika riri kunzi iro nebazi rezveutano rawanikwa richibata vanhu vanosvika ivo 2,512 pari zvino vakawanikwa ivo vachitorwa vakateswa vakawanikwa vaine denda iri. Pane vanhu ivavo 1,916 ndivo vari kuwanikwa vari kurwara nedenda iri pari zvino. Totarisa zvakare kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa neCOVID-19 asi vakakwanisa kukunda chirwere ichi ava vanosvika pa518. Zviri kunyanyorwadza veruzhinji kuti pane vanhu 34 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Asi tombotarisa kuti pasi rose zvakamira zvakadii. Tinoona kuti pasi rose pari zvino, tinoona kuti global figures pari zvino dzakamira dzakati 16 million vanhu vabatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19. 848,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya, vakuda kutosvika pa 849,000 vanhu vashaya. muUnited States imo muno matiri parizvino mune vanhu 4.2 million vabatwa nedenda iri kozoti ivo 146,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Muno muWashington DC umo ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 11,780 vabatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 kozouya zvakare 561 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndozvimwe zviri kuitika parizvino. Uye zvatinoda kuzivisa kuti chirongwa ichi muchange muri kuchiona munguva inotevera. Saka zvatiri kukupai parizvino pamuchaona program iyi zvatakupai pamafigures zvinogona kunge zvasanduka nekuti tinoona kuti vanhu vari kushaya nguva nenguva. Saka tange tiri kutarisa nyaya iyo yedambudziko reCOVID-19 zviri kusangana nevanhu munyika. Uye zvetichitarisa zvakare panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tinoona kuti pane vamwe parizvino vari muusungwa vakadai semutori wenhau Hope Uchingono uyezve vaJacob Ngarebvume veTransform Zimbabwe nevamwe vavo. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vachikurukura nesu panyaya iyo yedenda reCOVID-19 tichinzwawo kuti zvii zvavari kutarisana nazvo parizvino. Tichiona kuti nemusi wechishanu unova iwo July 31st kwanga kwakatarisirwa kana kuti kwakatarisirwa kuti kuchange kuine kuratidzira kwekunzi ivo vanhu havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. Let me remind people that we are going to be also discussing the issue of politics in Zimbabwe. We know that there are planned protests on Friday. So Friday is the day when, you know, the July the 31st. You still remember what happened July the 31st, 2018? So that's the time when people have to remember what happened during that time. So besides that, it seems as if some people are saying, you know, there are a bit of doubts that they may stage the public protests because of the clampdown on COVID-19. So people are saying, you know what, things may be difficult, and so people must do whatever they are going to do indoors. We don't know. We're going to hear from some of the people that are involved. So, marvelous, let's play some audios that were sent by people, you know, concerning COVID-19, then we go into politics. So stay tuned, or stay, just hang on there.
Kama ngokosikona ngukuna mpe umbunda mpe arape keze home state. Ai, tina vele sisvigera nge ma mask. Ye, leunje. Ai, la ma, doku kezi zanda. Iki nte singa jese sisvigera nga yoga kulu vele. Ye, la ma short distance nje kupera. Ai, akula nte singa zrita nga yoga pano kukuti sinja. Sisi vigere kupera sisi nanzere. Sinanzere lezi muli. Kupera abantu sibona ukuthi siyenza njani siyagesa isandla kokuphela kokuphela
dumo veni ngwenya bakithi tingafihlani kukhona abangenayo bathi bathile imfulu madoda hayi ngoba hayikhona hayi hayi sicela sibeki bani icala kodwa sizivikeleni umkhuhlane lo ama mask esifake social distance nalyana siyenze singakhafulelani singayenzini sinesaka mathi hlalo ufakile kuyakhodumala nje uyimaski wakho ukufakile ngalonke nje ingawo phakathi komphakathi. Hayi, siyabonga.
Bezikulusizi ngabe ngubonayo kithi silovela abantu vele kabavuma ukuthi kule corona ngakhangela ezimfeni lapha vele lokhu bekhulumisana ngokubambani izandla vele begqize egakala abanye vele into ethiwa yimaski avele kabalayo vele. So ke azozitshawa luvalo kakhulu ukuthi mhlazane izabonakala la izaqeda abantu ngoba abanye vele basaphika bathi akuqambe nje lobo yedwa maziyolayo zama ukubika into ezwakala kubobulawayo lakuboharare bathi ngitsho ngazibuza abakobulawayo bakutshe ukuthi kabamazi zinamba zemaradiyweni lezi ngamafigures apho ngokukhulunywa. Asoke angikwazi ke silo sizo olukhulu kakithi ukuthi abantu bakithi bengafundiseka njani, kodwa-ke siyezwa ikoroni yabikwa ilizwe umhlaba wonke jikelele kodwa asitili kulabanye abantu abalokhu bengakukholwa. Angazi asincedisanenini ukukhuthaza ukuzwisise ukuthi abantu bazwisise ngcono ngalo mkhuhlane oyingozi kangaka. Ngiyabonga okhulumayo ngizophela ncuko sesilobela
sevikele umkhuhlane o-COVID-19 yikuthi silandele imithetho yakhona ukuthi sivale amakhala ngamamaski, sisebenzise amamaski njalo ugeze every time nge-sanitizer yakhona, ngangena-sanitizer yakhona yathatha nomisepha nomisafa ugeza izandla evisikhathi futhi maluzivikele ukuthi ungahlangani labantu abaningi lapho kubuthene khona abantu abaningi ula ungayo kuyabuthana khona lapho yabukhona ingxa libe nguthumbe libe ngu-3 yaye baningi hhayi mina yikho ngizivikela ngakho ukuthi ngifake imaski njalo njalo hhayi okhuluma ngomgcini idladla.
So here are some of the people that are saying a lot marvelous about COVID-19. People are very much aware of what COVID-19 is all about. So the first guy is Nkosikona Kupe. He was saying they are wearing masks and following government regulations. And he's saying that they do what is called short distancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was, you know, they don't say social distancing. Short distancing.
Interesting.
So he's saying they're doing that. And then we had Moben Ngwenya, he's in Kaluga Lupane. You know, he works with villagers here and there, and was saying that people should put on their masks. Mm-hmm. But there's not one problem. He says some people are crossing the borders.
Yes.
So that's why people are witnessing this kind of sudden increase in the numbers of people that are contracting COVID-19. And then there is a guy by the name Zopela Nube. He is in Slovela, communal land. Mm-hmm. So he's saying basically the problem is people are doubting that there's COVID-19 because they are saying they've not seen a single person with the disease. So they are going to funerals, they're going to cocktail parties, they're just doing everything that they used to do before the COVID-19 pandemic. So then with another guy who is saying, please avoid crowds. You know, he's saying, we know this disease is killed, so do whatever the government wants and you're going to be okay. So basically, that's that. Marvelous.
I want to kunzwa pokuva kune vamwe vatinotiteera varikutaura ivo maonero avo varikubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana pamusoro pedenda iro rire COVID-19. Uyezve tine mumwe mutori wedu wenhau achange ari pachirongo aro pasadzo mapimidze achange ari kutiudza nezvaakasangana nazvo pakupera pevhiki rino. Akati iye akakwanisa kuenda kuMount Darwin kuMount Hapden nzvimbo iri uchangobuda muHarare uko tiri kuona kuti pane vana vakawanda vari kushushikana panguva ino yeCOVID-19 uyezve vari kuchengetwa nevamwe gogo vanonzi gogo nyewatiwa vari munzvimbo iyoyi yeMount Hapden. Saka vana ava havasi kuenda kuchikoro vamwe vavo vamwe vacheche vamwe vakangosiyana siyana vana ava saka tange tina aropafadzo mapimidzi achitiudza kuti zviri kufamba sei uyezve zvii zvaakaona paakaenda ikoko kuMount Hapden tichiona kuti inguva ino yeCOVID-19 asi upenyu huri kuenderera mberi vamwe vari kutarisana nezvakasiyana siyana panyaya iyoyi yekuti voita sei panguva yeCOVID-19 muri idzi kana kuti mugogonye nyewatiwa ava vekuMount Hapden vari kuti ivo vari kutarisana nekushayika kwechikafu uyezve mbatya dzevana nekuti vana ava vakati wandei. Saka tichange tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Ropafadzo kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Yes, I think we've got Ropafadzo on the line, so can you pose the first question?
Toti Ropafadzo, ungatitsananguro here kuti zvakafamba sei kuMount Hapden, kwakamira sei?
Mount Hapden kuri kusiririsa ende kuri kunzwisa tsitsi nokuti vana vari kuchengetwa ipapo vari kurarama upenyu. Ndikati unenge hwemhuka muti vari kugara muchina dzekuatlas compound kwavanogara kuya kuyako hadzirakana flooring vanhu vanongowaridzwa pasi vachirara like vasikana vacho nevakomana vanogona kurara mu-one room vakapatsanurwa kuti vasikana uko vakomana kumoko zvinova zvinovaexposa kusexual abuse nokuti vana mazuva ano vari kuita zvebonde vachiri vana vadii. Saka whilst vana gogo vari kuita zvakanaka ka ini ndakaona kuti pane basa guru roda kuitwa kuti vana ava vagare pakatambanuka pakachena vachidyawo zvakanaka kuti vazoita ramangwana rakanaka.
Wombotitaura kuti vana vangani vanga vari panzvimbo iyoyi uyezve gogo ava ndigogo ani vari kubatsirwa nevanhu here zvakamira sei?
Vana vandakaona vaidarika 70 and then vanogara pamba ipapo panzvimbo yagogo onai muwatiwa i50. Saka vamwe havanozobvawo kudzimba dzavo vane vabereki vavo vamwe vane mubereki mumwe chete vanouya kuzovewo panhingirikiri panzvimbo yagogo onai muwatiwa nokuti nzara muzimbabwe zvikuru muHarare haisisina kuti unoshanda haushandi yangobata munhu wese nokuti zvinhu zvokuzvida zva beyond people's havachakwanisa kutenga zvinhu zvavo sezvaisita kuda nokuti zvinhu zvacho zvaakudhurisa saka you find that kune vana vakatowanda vari kuuya panzvimbo yagogo nhiwatira as of zvinhu zviri kudhonetwa ndakaona munana chaiwo magumbeze akaunzwa chikafu even former legislator Magi Dongo akauyawo nechikafu masaga echibage masaga ekebhichi nemadomasi zvinhu zviri kuuya but chero zviri kuuya kudaro pamapasi hapana kutambanuka kuti vanyatsosununguka kugara zvakanaka nevana ivavo there's need for infrastructure yekuti vagare zvakanaka
so now Roba briefly in this kind of situation this person is trying to help these gogos are trying to help so at the end of the day this help is being you know criticized by health officials and so what is going to be next for these kids yes
I'm surprised that health officials even the social welfare are now condemning my viral where were they when these children were going hungry where was social welfare I'm told social welfare akauya chiti vakuvatora vana ivavo and the children refused madonations ari kunzwa ipapo ari kunzi ngatangaende kudepartment of social welfare then was it but you see the donors refused to share through department of social welfare because vanoziva kuti pamwe anzvari kuti zvinogona kurova my intended beneficiary so they are coming from individuals vamwe vari kutumira mari from England nana America vachidi vachiudza hama dzavo kuti ndamutenga zvakadzoka chimunopa vanhu nyerera
Okay, maybe let me follow up panyaya yataurwa naGibbs nyaya yehealth situation. You were there. Are there any measures to make sure that those that are bringing donations, you know, are sensitive to the people and the kids and, you know, the go-go so that they are not transmitting COVID-19? Because this is a time of a pandemic. What measures are being taken? When you went there, what measures did you take to ensure that you were safe and they were safe?
Gogo Onai Niwatiwa says she's been preaching to the kids about how social distancing. But it's not possible because Vakawani Savanavacho in one big room or deeper to the package, which means Vakawana one and only a COVID transmitted that we say. And then I also asked the Vanava Vajima communicate what this is very promoted, very congested. She can so far such a monarch. She says there's a nearby clinic, but she says I know me so on that. But so far she I'm not sure. So far such a problem. Even now I know. But muskola ndaka ona ikoko ndere my child marriages. Vanhu vanorova vari under age. Vamwe vari kugara ipapo vakatova nechivana chavo. Saka it's really the test 2020 situation yekuti whilst you want to condemn pavari kugara ka hapana alternative nanye yekuti vanokwanisa kunorarama saka it's very difficult
yeah ngenkulumo yekunapa ngesindebele Roba Fazi nxa sikhangele khonokho ke okwenzakalayo kuyakhanya ukuthi ke abantu kunakale eHarare kulo mama kube into ogogo abanceda abantwana abahlulukelweyo so khonapho ke nxa kusenzakala konke lokhu abantu sebesithi hayi ugogo lobo laba benza into engayisiyo ngakho i-ministry of social welfare layo ithi abantwana laba baningi kakhulu bahlala endaweni efanayo lakho konke okufanayo so ke siyabona njalo ke zulukandaba ukuthi abantu laba banceda ngesisa abantu laba banceda ngokuthi abantwana abalandawo yokuhlala abantwana abalakudla so kulokudla okuningi sibi lokhu kuvela emazweni atshiyeneyo okudonethwa ngabantu kuzobuya ke lokunye yenye impahla etshiyeneyo efakwa ngabantu khonangale eHarare kodwa ke sokukhanya ngazani ke abantwana laba baminyene ngakho ke kwenzakala ukuthi bangagcina besiye emacansini bebonke so ke abanye abantu bathi hayi akumelanga kuhambe kube njalo so siyabona njalo ke nxa sesikhangela udaba lolu lukhanya ke lungani umama laba ngabantu abalenhliziyo enhle abazamunga tabantuana, desinjalo. So my last question to you, Roba, is, you know what? So what's the way forward to this issue, you know, as far as you're concerned, and as far as you analyzed the kind of situation that these people find themselves in, you know?
I would urge authorities, even all ministries, to Baungani, but the problem is that the government has no money. Remember the way there was a talk that they will be sending money from WhatsApp for people who are needy. And to date, I haven't seen any single person on the owner who are needy. So when will they get money to feed those children? I call it a shanty compound or a squalor. Those just beyond human habitation. But they've no choice.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line. So we'll switch over. Yes, go ahead.
They were threatening to take those children to the center, which is the Mount Hampton, where street kids are taken. And the children refused. My family is the
Yeah, unfortunately, your audio is not very good, but we'll come back to you, Ropa, so that we can move on with the program. Gibbs, apotrukunzwa emtorwe naurupafadzo mapeni dzari kutaura iye zvanga zviri kuitika kana kuti zvichori kuzvichiri kuitika pari zvino kunzvimbo ye Mount Hampton uko kuine vana vari kuti akaona nezuro vanodaudzira kuma 70 ikoko vari kuchengetwa nevamwe gogo vanonzi gogo onaini watiwa asi vari kuti ivo gogo onaini watiwa vanga vari kuchema chema. Vachiti ivo pane mamwe mapazi ehurumende akadai social services vari kuuya kunzvimbo iyi vachiti vada kutora vana ava asi vana ava vari kuramba pari zvino tikabvunzawo tikati ko panyaya yeCovid-19 zvakamira sei pane kuchengetedzeka here saka vari kuti ivo journalists vedu vari on the ground hanzi zvinhu zvakatiomei nekuti vana ava vari panzvimbo yakamanikidzika asi pari zvino hapana achabatwa hake nechirwere kana zvimwe zvakadaro kidzi.
Yes, marvelous. Now, I think let's go into politics.
Yeah.
So now, when you look at politics, there are so many things that are happening. Hopewell Chingono actually wrote a long, winding kind of letter to Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
He is locked up at remand prison, and we know that he is facing charges of inciting political violence or mass protests in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So now, the government is saying, He's been doing a lot of things that are anti-government. Instead of doing his investigative journalism, so they are saying even the Americans, the Dutch, and everybody is now engaged in this kind of regime change agenda. But you know, some political opponents are saying no, mm-hmm. the situation is really bad in Zimbabwe. So to the extent that people are no longer able to support themselves because they are saying there's no money. There are no jobs, there's nothing. So people just depend on begging and all these kind of things. That is the majority of people. They're saying there are a few people who are corrupt and who are in government who are benefiting from the system. So this is exactly what is contained in Mr. Hopewell Chingono's letter. And we know that Mr. Jacob Ngaruvume, who is actually organizing these protests, you know, on Friday, is behind bars as we speak right now. He's in remand prison, facing the same charges. So I'm happy that we've got our guests lined up right now. We've got Godfrey Kurawone, who's a councillor in Masvingo, and then we've got Regis Musango, who is a ZANU-PF activist based in Canada. Then we've got Barbara Tanyanywa, who's a political activist based in UK. So maybe we'll start with you, Marvelous, maybe to...
I think regaitende kuna Godfrey Kurawone nekuti vakuraone mumwe weavo vakatombowanikwa vachiendeswa muchitirongo panyaya idzo dzematongerwo enyika. Regaitende kwavari tichinzwa kuti kwakamira sei kumashoko uyezve vanoona sei zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Takatarisa nyaya iyo yedambudziko reCovid-19 pavakawanikwa vachisungwa ivo zvinhu zvakafamba sei.
Yeah, let me bring him, let's hear what he's going to say about what he's facing. And what he has been facing in the past. So unfortunately, I think he has been cut Maybe let's go to Barbara Tanyanywa. Barbara, are you on the line?
Yes, Gibbs.
Yeah, vali volume yako kwenye tisi na kuzwa kuna hapa. So ge, agustele mama sisi kutoa ge lawe mumiu mtu abafisi kuti kubela ma protests kuna lawe kumela aenza gale Zimbabwe. So agustele mama fichani ngakono.
Nyabonga Gibbs linjani vali aleli. Actually, angifisi Gibbs ukuthi kube lama protest, but ngendlela izinto umumo oyiwo khona eZimbabwe, ngendlela uhulumende angalaleli khona izikhalazo zabantu, I think into esisele kuphela ukuthi uhulumende mhlawumbe angalaleli abantu ukuthi abantu batshengisene, ngoba kukhona la ku constitution ukuthi abantu bayavunyelwa ukudemonstrate and to petition whichever office abafisa ukuthi abayi petition. So kulilungelo lomuntu wonke, umntwana wonke weZimbabwe ukuthi atshengisele. Ngakho ku-right kakhulu ukuthi abantu batshengisele, ngoba ngiyabona Gibbs abantu sebedubekeke kakhulu, ziningi izinto ezenzakalayo. Abantu basebethule okwesikhathi eside, I think sokuyisikhathi kathesi sokuthi abantu baphume ngobuningi batshengisele, bamtshengise kuhulumende lo. Kanti yena vele uhulumende ngubani Gibbs? Uhulumende ngabantu. Sile problem yokuthi silo hulumende ocabanga ukuthi yena umnikazi welizwe leli, asomnikazi. Government officials, yizisebenzi zethu, basebenzela thina, bamele babe accountable ebantwini, bamele babe transparent, bamele bayenze izinto zabo ngendlela esuthisa uZulu. Ungabona isisebenzi sikahulumende esigoqela umongameli kumbe upresident sebeyenza umathanda yikudelela kakhulu lokhu. Bamele abantu bathengisele ukuthi bona yibo uhulumende.
Yes, so if I ask you just briefly 1 minute, what you're saying? Quietly.
Okay, I was saying it's good. I don't wish people to demonstrate, but I think it's everyone's right to demonstrate and to petition whichever office they would want to petition. And also, it's high time people should go into the streets and demonstrate, because the government has been turning a blind ear on whatever problems that are there. People have been highlighting the problems. We see even the case of Hope Chingolo. He's one of the people who exposed the corruption that is going on with the COVID fund. Instead of them thanking Hopewell, they now arresting Hopewell, they are incarcerating Hopewell. They even denied him bail, which is his right, because he's brought everything in the open. And also Hopewell was also supporting the people to go into the streets on the 31st.
Thank you. Yeah. Right. Thank you so much, Barbara. And hold on. I think marvelous. We've got Mr. Kura Wone.
Let's cross over to him, because he's going to, there's some breaking news that he's going to give us. Go straight to him.
Okay. Mr. Kwawone, how are you?
I'm good, Gibbs. How are you?
Oh, very good. So, what's the news first?
No, I just met this tweet from ZBC News that the police are looking for me. And I'm wondering what they want to hear from me. And but they are saying they want to interview me, and I'm not looking for a job, so I don't know why they want to interview me.
So you've been talking about these protests, you know, of late. What have you been telling people? And have you been arrested?
Yeah, I think I was arrested on the 6th of this month, and I was released on the 16th. So I spent about 10 days in prison. I was in Mashingo Remand Prison.
What were the charges that laid against you?
They said I undermined the authority of the president, and I also insulted the president.
Did you do that?
No. What I only did is that I expressed my my displeasure in the manner in which the government of Zimbabwe is running the affairs of the country. So as a citizen, I only exercise my right and my freedom of expression. I didn't insult anyone, but I pointed to the errors, mistakes, and the maladministration which this ED government has exposed us to.
So now there are these planned protests. What are you doing as a citizen of Zimbabwe? Are you going to protest? Are you going to... What's happening?
Maybe I would like to clear some of these issues, especially responding to the press briefing that was done today by one Patrick Chinamasa. MDC Alliance is not the one planning for these demonstrations. MDC Alliance is not the one leading these protests. I think this is just an arrangement by the disgruntled Zimbabwean citizens who saw it fit that they must express their feeling to the government. They must express their displeasure in which this government is running the affairs of the country. So it has nothing to do with MDC Alliance. But however, like what our president said, we are going to support any progressive Zimbabwean, any progressive organization which sought to see things done well in Zimbabwe.
So I think we can go ahead and say everything in Shona, just about 2 minutes.
Okay. So in Ndirukuti, Isusu, as MG's Alliance, Atizirisu, Tirimberi pakupa urongwa we mapotesa niba kitwa. Atisisu tirukuronga kwa hibitza kuroda kitwa. Asikuwa hibitza ukukurukurongwa nema Zimbabweans. Warukuzu wakuti azina kwa mira zakanaka mkufambisa kwa mabasa ni urumende. Wanawe Zimbabwe warukuona ufumi wenyika awusi kuwaika zakanaka kutanga shara mawari mahuri. But Isusu se MG's Alliance tinotsigira chero munhu ane mafungiro akafada nedu. Totsigira chero munhu ane mafungiro ekuti aone zvinhu zvichigadziritsika munyika. But atisisu tiri kutungamira urongwa hwemademonstrations.
Yes, let me bring in Marvelous. I think she has got a question to pose to you, and just hold on there. Marvelous.
Taona batore ZANU-PF vakurawo nenhasi richiwanikwa iro richitaura nevatori venhau vachiti batore nyore MDC Alliance ndo riri kutungamira maprotest iwaye kana kuti kuratidzira uku. Uyezve taida kuti mumbotipa kuti zvii zvamakasangana nazvo apo makawanikwa muchisungwa. Takatarisa kuti ino inguva yeCOVID-19 uyezve pane vamwe vari muusungwa pari zvino. Hopo uchimono mutori wenhau ari muusungwa achinzi iye anga ari kuronga kuratidzira uku. Uyezve vaJacob ngarivhume veTransform Zimbabwe vari muusungwa. Zvii zvatingatarisire kuti vari kutarisana nazvo panguva iyo ino zvamakaona imi muri muchitirongo.
Mudzo wenyu wekutanga ndanga ndakateerera ndanga ndichiona press conference yaifana vachinamasa. Mashoko avataura handimatarisiri kuti angaitaurwa nemunhu wezera ravo. Mashoko andotarisira kuti angaitaurwa nepwere vana vadiki. Nokuti munhu mukuru wezera ravachinamasa haasi munhu anotarisirwa kuti angachikurudzira mhirizhonga munyika. Mashoko avo anga achitaridza kuti ivo seZANU-PF ari kugadzirira kuda kusangana nemunhu wega wega achange achidemonstrata musi wa31. Mashoko iwavo haabaki nyika. Mashoko anokurudzira mhirizhonga handimatarisiri kumunhu wezera ravachinamasa. Ndo chekutangana ndichipindure ane zvamandibvunza. But then going back kunyaya yehusungwa ndinorwadziwa ndikafunga kuti vanga ruvhume vari muchirongo vahopo chingono vari muchirongo just kune kungoti vataura zvavanofira as Zimbabweans. Ndakasungwa last time ndechatichiro kuti zvandakasangana nazvo ndozvari kusangana nazvo. Majere edu haana magumbezi. This time yewinda yatiri vanhu vari kurara vachigwagwadzwa nechando. Saka ndikazvitondera izvozvo ndinoona zviri izvozvo zviri kusangana navanga ari bvume vahopo chimono. Majere edu haana chikafu chakafanira chatingaita tichadyiwa nevanhu. Vanhu vari kurarama nesadza nemvura. Hakuna chatingati usavi hunogona kuvaka utano hwemunhu. Idambudziko guru rakaona riri majere edu. Majere edu haana utano hwakanaka. Muchaona kuti kana vari kurimandi vanenge vakasanganiswa varwere venjere vasina rwari njere saka muchaona kuti hakuna even hygiene idamudziko guru andiri kuona rinosangana nevanhu vari kumajere zvakare hakuna chavanotarisira kana chavanoita chekuti tingati vari kuzama kuda kudzivirira chirwere checovid-19 hakuna vanhu vari kurara murumu imwe chete vari 32 vakatsikirirana zvekuti hakuna even wachisocial distancing there's nothing like that inini pandakapinda vanhu vasungwa vese vanga vasina even maface masks kureva kuti munhu wese ari exposed kuchirwere checovid-19 even my new admissions anouya achiadmitwa vanenge vasungwa nhasi vayavaya vanongopinda without being tested without any sanitizer without any mask so which means those people they can bring in chirwere checovid-19 mumatirongo so varume ava ndiri kuvanzwira tsitsi because they are also exposed kuchirwere checovid-19
Thank you very much, Kurawana. Let's bring in Mr. Regis Musango of ZANU-PF. I think he may be ready for us right now. Mr. Musango, can you hear me?
Yeah, Gibbs, unfortunately, the people that Margaret Marvelous is, I can't hear anything from Marvelous. I couldn't hear anything from...
Okay, fine. I'll just tell you some of the things that they're saying. So, according to Kurawana, the situation in the country is very bad, and according to people that have been sending us audios and so forth, COVID-19 is an issue. And then these protests, the planned protests, you know, people are saying that they have suffered a lot, and so now is the time for them to do what they can, you know, to show ZANU-PF that they are not happy at all. And one of the ways is to stage public protests. So that's the way people are thinking they can go, you know. So what's your take on the planned protest, Mr. Fuzama?
It was going to be better if I could have heard what the councillor there
yes.
was saying, because I'm also from the same province. I'm also from Mashingo. So I wanted to hear Godfrey clearly so I can answer, you know, clearly. But I didn't hear anything from him. But I'll just say, quickly give you an overview. About the protest. Of course, as ZANU-PF, we say no to protest. This is not the right time for Zimbabwe to go on a protest. We have an issue with COVID-19. We saw that even over there in the USA, the army, the National Guard was sent to crack down on those who are protesting, because we have seen that from other countries, especially from the USA, we have seen that protests are actually a breeding ground of COVID-19. And we, as Zimbabwe, we are not capable to cater for any much devastation as far as COVID is concerned. Right now, we only have 34 deaths, and we wouldn't want the numbers of those dying from COVID to increase. And when someone or a group of activists, the MDC activists, and their councillors and their MPs are calling people to go out on the street to do protesting, this protest, Mr. Gibbs, is not about the about hunger and the corruption. This protest is all about the regime change. They are trying to go on the streets, in the disguise of people being hungry. But really, to be honest with you, even if you look at Hopewell Chingono, who does he really work for currently?
Mr. Fusambo, with due respect, when we have got an opposition party, the next step that they want is to remove a government in power. So regime change is always on the agenda of the opposition. So when you say it's not a regime change, it is part of the scheme of things of the opposition, actually, to actually do that, to remove ZANU-PF from power. So it wouldn't exist without that agenda. Let's put that very, very clearly. So go ahead.
That's very clear. And we have no problem with the opposition party, because the opposition party, they are also waiting to be a government in waiting, or they are a government in waiting.
Yes.
So we have no problem with that. What we want to make it, what we want to make it clear is that if the opposition wants to be a government, they have to wait for the next election, which is 2023, according to our constitution. They cannot come behind the door and try to bulldoze their way to power. That ZANU-PF will not allow. And I want to make it clear that if people go on the street to contest in the disguise of regime change, then the government would have to do everything possible to make sure that they keep their power until 2023. That's exactly the standing of the government. But we have no problem about people who are hungry and there are no jobs and all that. As far as the government is concerned, the government is actually working on also cracking down on corruption. Today, the president, His Excellency Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, did a press conference when he was talking about there is no big or small fish as far as corruption is concerned. They are going to, the government is now on a crackdown on corruption. And anybody who is found or who has got a history of any corrupt activity, he or she is now going to go under the bus.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much. Can you say that in Shona briefly, in Shona?
Saka pachona ndinoti inini atina problem ne opposition kuti inge ichida kutiwo ite government. Asi kana opposition ichida kuti ite irane or irule Zimbabwe. Vanofanira kumirira ma election a 2023. Isu seZANU-PF se government iri in power in Zimbabwe, atikwanisi kubvumira anyone anoda kubvisa government nechisimba. President wedu wakaelect watine 2/3 majority in parliament. Saka tinoda kuti isisu kana munhu achida kukwikidzana nesu, hatingokwikidziwi before an election. We are going to, the election is coming 2023. Ndoba tichaona MDC ichikwikwidza kana yahwina inopinda mupower. Asi kana yavhiwa of which haisi kuzohwina nokuti isu seZANU-PF tiri kutoshanda panguva yeCovid ino kuchengetedza upenyu hwevanhu nekufidha vanhu as well. We are actually vanhu vari kufidhiwa, vanhu vari kupiwa chikafu, vanhu vari kupiwa medication. Everything, the government is doing everything it can to safeguard the people of Zimbabwe. Saka ipapo ndakuvanza zvisuwe ipapo. MDC iri kuramba ichiti ZANU-PF haina zvairi kuita, vanhu vari kufa nenzara. But kune vanhu vari kufidhiwa, chikafu chiri kupiwa vanhu. What I want to say ndezvokuti kana MP wenyu ari weMDC, mubvunzei kuti chikafu chiri kupiwa vanhu ari kuchisa kupi. Nokuti maMP eZANU-PF nevamwe vari kupa vanhu chikafu.
Thank you very much. Papra Tanyanyiwa, uyamuzwa, uyakuluma lapa ke umnumzana. So ngena kona pa mama ngesindebele.
Oh okay, niyabonga Gibbs. Into emangalisayo ngobaba uthi i opposition nga ifuna ukukhipha uhulumende okhona kumele bamelele ama elections ngo 2023. Into emangalisayo ukuthi uMlangagwa yena aza akhipha umgabe ngo 2017 kwaba lama elections yini. Handi babo bachayifu ende ifu yakho nabancediswa yithi. The opposition, yite sasigwere mugwakweni savancedisa ende sivancedisile sasikurumelele nokuti kuzvava netransitional government zveza mareforms vatese vevona kuti zvavetete into vaqarisa kuti chino ndechavo. So engasibhedheri uvava lokuti asiyeni kuti simelela maelections ende khonapo sisiyakhonapo Dube uMnangagwa wati engena wati yena inew dispensation mini ukuthi khona yena kasozayenza izinto ezazenziwa umgabe kodwa kathi sibona ukuthi yena usenza izinto eziwest ukuzula ezazenziwa umgabe. Abantu bayafa kulokhu eriga ama-elections, abantu are being abducted, abantu bayathotshwa, abantu kathesi ngikhuluma nginje kulo muntu obulewe ePlumtree ebulawe lokudla uthi ukhulumeleni ukuthi khona ukudla lokhu kunikwa on partisan grounds. ePlumtree ngikhuluma kanje uhulumende kaMnangagwa is worse than uhulumende kaMgabe angasitsheli ngama-elections ngoba bona kazange bamelele ama-elections. Njalo 300 days zikaMnangagwa esehofisini wakhuluma wathi yena uzakubona ukuthi khona i-corrupt uyiqedile ngoba bakuthiwa they are targeting ama criminals around umgabe. Akuna muntu obotshiwe Gibbs kathesi angazvisebela how many years bekupower they are more than 20 ama elections 2018 kathesi ku 2020 akuna lutho olutshintshileyo. Ama industry kavulwanga, izinto ziyehla, ziyadijoreta, i-health service iyawa, i-education system iyawa, yonke into informal sector is not functional. I-COVID, ama-COVID funds bachonja even imali ze-funding bachonja. Yiko kathesi bebokhu hokweni because uhokweni usekachaye egcekeni. Wonke umuntu uselama-V11 ukuthi uhulumende lo uhulumende wamasela. Gibbs, abantu beZimbabwe kabafuna ukufidwa. Bafuna ukuthi bazifide bodwa, kabavula amankampani abantu bahambe emsebenzini, kabayenza izinto eziright abantu bazithengele ukudla nothi ukuthi banikwa ama-handout. Kuyayanyisa njani ukuthi upresident welizwe ahambe enikwa odokotela ama-groceries, udokotela for that matter ahambe enikwa kwi-grocery over 20 user kuthiwa khona nangu ngifida abantu. This is the Zimbabwe that we want, Jim. This is not the Zimbabwe that we want. The Zimbabwe that we want is a Zimbabwe whereby everybody has got a right to do whatever he or she wants. Everybody wakes up and goes to work, feeds his or her family, he pays his own bills, his water is running in our taps, electricity is in abundance, everything is in abundance. Not this piecemeal. What the government is doing, it has failed. They must just admit that they've failed. ZANU-PF has failed. And ZANU-PF must go. Gives. This is what we are saying. 31, come 31 July, even if Balaze Babulale Gibbs, even if one is ZANU-PF, Itata, Ingena Embuso, 1980. Bakana konokwesi kwenza yiko bambe kuyenza konokwesi kulwisa yiko bambe kulwisa okwakusenzwa ngamakhiwa yiko sokusenzwa izano so akabasiyekele lati
sizokulungela
ukuzitshela ukuthi khona simelela ama elections.
Thank you.
They did not even wait for elections. Bayenze ikhulu. They went in, they took power by force. They took power from Robert Mugabe without elections. So he must not tell us about elections.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Thank you very much, Tanya. Marvelous. I think
you're here. Yaregaiti dzokere kuna vari kuCanada ove ZANU-PF tanzwa vari kutaura kuti bato ravo reZANU-PF harisi kuzobvumidza kuti vanhu vaende mumigwagwa asi katinoona kuti bumbiro redu remutemo remunyika rinobvumidza kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachiratidzira kana vari kuita izvi murunyararo ivo sei seZANU-PF vari kubva vachitsidzira vanhu vachiti vasaite izvi.
Yes, let me bring in Mr. Fusango so that we can hear his opinion on this. Marvelous. Just 1 second. I think, Mr. Fusango, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So the question is, the Constitution allows people to protest, but you guys are saying, no, we are not going to allow anybody to do that. So Marvelous wants to hear from you, what is going on if you are not going to allow people to do that?
Oh, thank you very much, Marvelous. I'm sure Marvelous can hear me. Okay, so yes, the Constitution allows people to protest so long the protest is non-violent and there's no inciting of violence. There is no problem at all. But the issue is that at this point in time, ZANU-PF will not, the government will not allow any protest, especially on the 31st of July 2020, because of the reasons are not anything to do, the government is not afraid of anything. But the government is trying to protect the citizens. Because we know for sure, like I said, that if people go on the streets, we cannot sacrifice people for a regime change agenda. Because that's exactly what's gonna happen. So people go on the street, they will contaminate or they will, they will get themselves contaminated by COVID-19, right? And then they will end up getting sick and people dying. And as you know, we have rural areas in Zimbabwe. We are not equipped like these developed countries. Imagine in a rural area setting, a child gets COVID-19. Definitely the whole family is going to perish because of that. And I don't know why, if people want to protest or to go on the streets, right, they can wait. Let's wait for COVID-19 to be eradicated. Then people can go back on streets to protest. But at this point, we will not risk the devastation that is going to be caused by COVID. Because we know for sure that the assumption is that when people get contaminated or when they get contaminated in the environment where COVID-19 is, we have a lot of people who are going to test positive, and some people will not even go get tested because.
But there were protests in USA and people were wearing masks, and we haven't heard a lot of indications that. That disease actually got spread through that kind of a thing. So at the end of the day, that could be very theoretical, Mr. Fusango.
But what happened to Dallas? How come we got a high number of COVID-19 positives in Dallas, Texas?
Was it because of the protests?
What was it because of? We know that it's there on the CNN, it's there everywhere that. When people go on the protest, so long you have got a large number of people in a short space of time, where people won't practice social distancing, even though you have got a mask, but not everybody is going to have a mask. Even if you have a mask, we can. It was proven that you can still contaminate a case COVID-19. So we cannot hide around the fact that people are going to have a mask. The question is that I asked you guys on the last interview is, if people are going to protest, those who are facilitating the protest, are they going to have enough masks for the people? Are they going to have enough sanitizers, wash station for people to, and also are they going to practice social distancing? If you have all those answers as yes, then for sure, if the government prevents people from protesting while they have all the necessary gear to prevent themselves from contaminating others, then we can say the government is now liable. But I know that those PPEs are not provided, so therefore we cannot allow that.
Go ahead and put it in Shona, say.
Saka neshona ndiri kuti inini. Takataura tikati isisu tichatsa kune dzimwe nyika COVID-19 inospreada nokuda kwekuti vanhu vanenge vakabatanidzwa munzvimbo diki vakawanda pasina social distancing. Vanhu vane risk yokuti vanobata COVID-19. And isisu seZimbabwe tine vanhu vari kumisha, tine marural areas, hakuna people live far away from my clinics. Our health sector is not in good standing. We admitted that, and the government is working or trying to improve that. But what I'm saying is kuti kana vanhu vakaenda kuma protest kusina munhu anenge achivatarisa kuti vane ma mask here, vane ma sanitizers here, vane nzvimbo dzokugezera maoko here, uye vanokwanisa here kuita social distancing, of which zvinhu zvana mentioner is hazvisi kuzonge zviripo, no one is going to be able to give or to facilitate people with what I said. Therefore, isisu tinoti isisu kana izvozvo zvisipo, then hakuna protest inenge ichifanira kuitwa, nokuti protest iyi ichangozokonzeresa kufa kwevanhu nekurwara kwevanhu muZimbabwe, which is something that the government is not prepared to have in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let me bring on Marvelous. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Regai timboenda kuna vakuraone vari kumasvingo uko.
Unfortunately, his line is cut.
Okay, I think maybe while his line is cut, let me just read. He actually sent a message earlier on through WhatsApp. Ivo vakuraone vatumira message vachitaura kuti ivo nevamwe vanhu vemubato ravo reMDC Alliance vari kutsvagwa nemapurisa pari zvino. Regai ndiverenge mazita avataura. Vati ivo ZRP press statement and activists sought by police for interview. The Zimbabwe Republic Police is appealing to members of the public to supply information on the location of the underlisted activist. Anzi Mukomborero, Aruzivishe, Godfrey Kuraone, who we had here on the program, Osalo Siziba, Job Sikala, Promise Mukwananzi, Denford Ngaziwore, Allen Moyo, and Obey Stole. Saka ndiri kutidai vanga vari pano tatumirwa mazuva aya na Godfrey Kuraone, vanga vari pano vanhu vaivokanzura kumasvingo vachiti ivo nevamwe vavo vatataura pari zvino vari kutsvagwa nemapurisa vachinzi vada kuvhunzurudzwa. Nhasi statement yatoitwa nhasi July 27 ichibva kumapurisa. Asi hatina kuwana mukana wekuti titaurewo nemapurisa kuti tinzwe divi ravo. So there, Gibbs, I'm just saying that statement, according to Godfrey Kuraone, came from the police. So this is some of the, you know, things that we're seeing happening on the ground. So maybe since Godfrey Kuraone is not there, todzokera kuna avave ZANU-PF, tombonzwa kuti ivo.
Or maybe before we cross over to the ZANU-PF activists, let's talk a little bit with Barbara Tanyanyiwe. Barbara, I think you are hearing what is happening in Zim right now. So what is your take on that? Just briefly.
You see now, Gibbs, all those people that Marvelous has mentioned, they are the top leadership of the MDC Alliance Youth Assembly. Obey Stole being the chairperson, Ostalos being the secretary general, Kura is the organizing secretary, Marco is the secretary for labor. These are the national executive leaders for the youth assembly, Job Scala being the vice chair of the party. And here is the government that is busy harassing people. And I don't even know why they want to interview these people. I think he made another last thing here. Kura had already told us here, live, to say they are looking for him. They want to interview him. And Kura said he is not looking for a job, so he does not know why the police are looking for you. You know, the Jeeps, this ZANU-PF is clueless. They are witch hunting every, each and everyone. They are trying to silence everybody. But what they don't know is you cannot stop the idea whose time has come. The time is now. People are angry. ZANU-PF has failed. And this comrade of mine from ZANU-PF is saying they don't want to see people demonstrating because they know people are not going to observe the COVID regulations. Honestly, like really, what makes them think that people, Zimbabwean people are so dull, that they don't know there's COVID, that they don't know that COVID kills, that they don't know that they have to put on masks and maintain social distance and use sanitizers? What makes you think of that? Because right now, most people, they have sanitizers. They have almost everyone in Zimbabwe has got a mask because it's mandatory for one to wear a mask.
Yes. No, I wanted to say something in developers. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Timbonzwa, Shamuru Tawara.
In Devele and then Shona. And over that, the city gives. Abantu laba abamenjene umabilas ukuthi badingwa ngamapolisa. Ngabakhokheli be-MDC Alliance, i-Youth Assembly, bonke benjalo i-top leadership, uBenstole engusihlalo, u-Ostalos engunobhala jikelele, oharu labana secretary for labor, ukura engu-organizing, the whole leadership. AMA youth yeting empty Nagara Ujob Sala being the vice chair of the party. Baba Tinga Baba Tingelan Avantula by Baba organized the MLA gives for your own information Avantula Baba's mobilizer. And the MLA associated for Nayarare, not a Saramut Demos of Ponyarare, they are just wasting their time. Avantuba's on Dilevas among a lady named Zumba Maramba Fungi, Avantuba Jenny Sen, lokuthi sengiphosuba ukuthi ngubani
uvusango ye khuluma ngesona ke isikhathi sasabili ye
mana mfethu ube sithi yena uyesaba bayesaba ukuthi khona abantu baza kufa nge-COVID bayesaba ukuthi abantu abasoze bananzelele imithetho ema-regulation imithetho ye-COVID-19 yokugqoka amamaski eyokumakhathana lakhathana eyokwenza leyokusebenzisa ama-sanitizers but into eyimangazisayo ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe bafundile bayakwazi ukuthi i-COVID iyabulala ngakho akula muntu ongela mask akula muntu ongakwazi uku-maintain i-social distance so kabayekele abantu be-demonstrate why befuna ukuyalisa abantu ukuthi bazayenza lokhu bone bengasoze bayenze lokhu izani funa ukuthi abantu babe lodlame abantu bengafuni
now sorry Barbara
zvakanaka hapana vanhu vachaita mhirizhonga vanhu vari kutsvagwa vataurwa namabhelasi vatungamiri weMDC Alliance Youth Assembly kuti vari kutsvagirwei vanhu ivavava zvinototishamisa havaziriwo vari kuronga demo
thank you so much Barbara our time is up so we need Vusango to chip in 30 seconds Vusango 30 seconds there our time
with all due respect Mr. Gibbs I think Sister Barbara she has lost the course I think she's very misled and her information is quite is quite disrespectful to the Zimbabweans themselves.
Yes, we should take this opportunity to thank our guest this evening. We had Rupofa Tsomapimidze, who is a journalist. We also had Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF, Barbara Tanyanywa, who is a political activist, Mr. Godfrey Kurawone, a councillor based in Maswingo. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mfanganya. We are in Washington, D.C., where I'm broadcasting from because of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngatikurukurei.